Getting the health care you need in a small rural town can be difficult, but the Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway is hoping to make it a little easier to access things like dental care and prescription medications. A new federal grant will help pay for the expanded services. When Juno dentist Jared Erickson first started traveling to the Skagway Clinic as a visiting provider, he noticed that many of his patients were in serious need of help.
Yeah, there was a buildup of emergent dental care at that time. We helped clean up quite a few abscessed and infected teeth, and that tends to lead to pretty long days of work.
Erickson says when people have to travel to get health care, they sometimes put off small things, and then they turn into more dire problems. After 5 years of making regular visits to Skagway, Erickson says the dental emergencies have gone way down, but he's still pretty booked during the week-long trips he makes about every other month.
They are very busy. We normally recommend you try to secure an appointment a month or so in advance.
That's Clinic Executive Director Shelley O'Boyle. She says one reason the clinic board wanted to improve access to dental care is because it's something residents asked for in a 2014 health needs assessment the clinic conducted.
And one of our goals here is to bring the services to the community so more people can benefit from it, so people don't have to fly out of town to receive those services. And dental was one of the top services the community asked for.
They found that a third of respondents did not have a dental checkup in the past year. 50% of respondents said they seek dental care outside of the clinic in the lower 48, Whitehorse, or Juneau. About half of them also said they had difficulty getting a dental appointment when they wanted or needed one at the Skagway Clinic. O'Boyle hopes a new, approximately $230,000 grant from the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration will help fix that problem. Dr. Erickson and his associate, Dr. Nolan Davis, plan to increase visits to Skagway. And adult patients who qualify for the clinic's sliding fee scale will receive dental care at a discounted price.
We do have the patients that are already currently on the sliding fee program that have heard about it, the dental portion, and are very excited. I've had a couple patients state that it's been over 5 years since they've had a cleaning because they couldn't afford it. And so this will directly impact these individuals, and that's what we fight for.
The new grant will also expand Skagway's prescription dispensary. Right now, the clinic's dispensary can give patients their initial prescription, but Skagway residents have had to rely on mail order refills.
I think those individuals that live here year-round in the winter that have been in the situation where their medication couldn't get flown in, myself included, you're in a bad situation. Any disruption in medication is not ideal. And then there's those individuals in the community that have serious medical conditions, and it's a serious health concern for our providers and our clinic.
With the grant, the clinic plans to hire a dispensary technician. The clinic will also be able to expand the amount of medications in-house and offer local refills to patients. Along with the dispensary technician, the grant will pay for an IT position. O'Boyle says that person will run an online patient portal, which people can use to communicate with providers, schedule appointments, view prescriptions, and more. The expanded dental, dispensary, and IT services are set to kick off over the next few months. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Emily Files.